Coast Radio News for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. I'm George Henry. Governor Kate Brown at a press conference yesterday says Oregon residents should prepare for a potentially devastating fire season. Regardless of where you live in the state, Brown says each family should have an emergency plan in place. According to Doug Graff, Chief of Fire Protection for the Oregon Department of Forestry, conditions are at their most extreme point in recent history.
Drought conditions across Oregon are really driving the fire potential. When we looked at the map this morning, 90% of the state is either in exceptional, extreme, or severe drought conditions.
Graff added that the entire state is in some level of drought. He also added that the recent heat dome that settled over the state pushed fire conditions into what is normally a late August status. What is normally experienced in late summer months was seen in early June. Graff expects conditions to continue throughout the season, and a return to normal conditions is not forecast for the near future. Currently, the largest fire in Oregon is the Bootleg Fire that has burned approximately 400,000 acres, and there are more than 2,000 firefighters working the blaze. The Oregon Department of Forestry is reporting winds and low relative humidity continue to fuel that fire. COVID-19 cases continue to rise across the state. Yesterday's report from the Oregon Health Authority shows significant increases in several counties, including Lane County. Lane reported 42 new cases yesterday, and Washington and Jackson County reported 64 and 63, respectively. As of early this morning, there were 289 cases reported for the Florence area. Overall, there were 777 new cases for the state. Vaccination rates continue to vary across the state, and the latest numbers from the OHA do not reflect the 70% mark that was reported several weeks ago. The new numbers show 68% of Oregonians are at least partially vaccinated, with 63.5% having completed the series of doses, and 4.5% are in process. According to the OHA, the largest percentage of new cases are coming from unvaccinated individuals. Current rates for Lane County are presented as 67.4%. The OHA has raised their overall goal to 80%, and there will need to be another 408,286 individuals vaccinated to reach that goal. Tomorrow evening at Three Rivers Casino Resort, the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce will host the annual Siuslaw Awards. This year's theme is Phoenix Rising, symbolizing the efforts of individuals and businesses that worked hard at overcoming the pandemic. The event has been sold out. Winners of the awards will be announced that evening. One of the categories for the awards is the Pivot Award for businesses that had to find new ways to keep going under the restrictions placed on them due to the pandemic. Other categories celebrate the willingness to move forward in spite of the challenges. The Brave New Business category features four businesses that opened in the midst of the pandemic. We will also learn which individual will be awarded the First Citizen Award. There are four individuals up for that award: Lori Gates, Jody O'Mara, Steve Olnick, and Bob Teeter. The future First Citizen was announced prior to the awards, Jessica South. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021.